quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to.
I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here.
Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle and I am here alone today. And I have a review to read that I thought was very sweet from a mom who says, "Take classes with Michelle. I'm a mom of three kiddos with strong personalities and big emotions. I was drowning in my own overstimulation and reactive parenting. I am taking 10 weeks of one-on-one coaching with Michelle, and I cannot tell you how powerful it has been for our family. My parenting is transforming, and I am more connected than ever." That's very sweet. I really appreciate it. And thanks for all the people who left beautiful comments on the podcast. Anywhere you listen, you can leave comments. This one was from Apple, so thank you very much. I want to dive into an idea that I've been struggling with myself, and I maybe, you know, there's other people out there who are also struggling in this way and can benefit from this discussion, but I somehow want my children to thank me. I deep down know that it's not their responsibility to take care of my feelings. I know it's not their responsibility to thank me for my hard work. I know that they don't really recognize all the things that I have obviously done to repair myself and become a new parent. But somewhere deep down inside of me, I want them to thank me. I want them to notice. I want them to say, "Wow, you've really come a long way, Mom. You were really shouty. You were so controlling. You were such a perfectionist before, and now you're so much better, Mom." And I wonder where this comes from for me. I wonder if it comes from this idea that I seek praise, or I seek reward, or I seek to be recognized. And is that because I grew up in a home and in a society where if you were recognized, if you got the reward or the medal or the plaque or the placard or the good citizen of the month, that somehow you were thought to be better or doing well, or you were good and people thought you were good. And I still crave that. At 50, nearly 51 years old, I still crave that. What does that say about me? What does that say about society at large? And then what can that say about our parenting? Does it really behoove us to tell our kids all the time or overpraise them how good they're doing or make them feel as if their behavior is praised or their work is praised? And even deeper, on a deeper level, do we seek to be recognized because it is such hard work? It is hard to reparent yourself and to become a whole new person. I basically scrapped my entire parenting pedagogy 13 years ago, everything I knew about children. And I had been a teacher for 13 years, teacher and a counselor, both elementary and secondary. I'd worked in admin. I had been a coach. I had taken kids to India. I had been, you know, the leader of many different clubs at our high school, the high school I worked at. I was very involved with children. I had a master's degree in education. So I knew a lot, or what I thought I knew a lot about, you know, kids and development and what kids needed. And yet I got to my parenting and I fell short and I was at a loss much of the time. And so 13 years ago, I just scrapped everything I had ever learned about behaviorism and Skinnerism and the hierarchy of, you know, higher order thinking and the ideas of ADHD and the ideas of neurodivergence. And like, I scrapped everything I had ever learned and started completely over. And it was a very humbling experience. And I had to come to terms with the ways in which I was not serving my kids and change. And somehow, and I'm still changing, right? And I'm still evolving and I'm still trying to do better. And I'm still trying to get rid of those old ways of thinking, really get them out of my psyche. And sometimes they get stuck there and I can't get them out because they've become part of the fabric of who I am. So I still contemplate this idea that my default is still like to go back to rewards and punishments, but I really want people to recognize me for not doing that. And you know which people I really want to recognize me? My own children. I want them to thank me. I want them to be appreciative and grateful. And maybe that brings me to my next point is that we grew up in these societies and these homes where we needed to be and we were expected to be grateful and appreciative of our elders, of our parents. And in my world, my parents' feelings and the way that they came to life was that I was responsible for their feelings and that they needed to be okay. And then we had to tiptoe around them and their upsets. And maybe there's a piece of me that wishes my kids did that for me, but they don't. They don't tiptoe around my feelings at all. They know I'm strong and I'm able and love them unconditionally, and they'll call me out and they will not feel as if they're responsible for my feelings. Good for them. Great for them. But somewhere deep inside of me, I want them to be. I want them to feel like, oh, we have this mom who did this incredible thing. She changed her parenting. She was such a jerk before. She was such a control freak and a perfectionist. Oh my God, don't you remember when mom was like that? Well, she's so much better now. Mom, you really worked so hard. You did such a good job. They don't think that. They don't say that. They don't even know that. I asked Esme, I said, Esme, do you remember when mommy was so bad? At one point early on in my parenting, when I was beginning this change, she said, I'm so glad the mean mommy is no longer here, mom. I'm glad she's gone. And I asked her, I go, do you remember that? Do you remember saying that? No, she doesn't remember saying that. I go, do you remember how I was? Do you remember the yelling? Do you remember the timeout? Do you remember anything? She goes, no, I remember you taking my blankie once. I must have taken that kid's blankie 25 times, 30 times. God knows how many times I took the blankie. She said, I remember you took my blankie once and I didn't like that. I was thinking, oh my, you sweet girl. Only you would have known and remembered all the other things that I did to you, the yelling and the timeout and the shaming and the embarrassing and the threatening and the bribing. She doesn't remember any of it. And I don't want her to. I mean, deep down in my soul, I don't want her to, but sometimes I wish she would so that she can thank me. I mean, what is wrong with me? I really want her to thank me because I want her to recognize how hard I've worked.
We're taking a break to hear from our sponsor so I can bring this podcast to you free of charge. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula, which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get back to the show. So I decided I'd reframe this whole thing for myself and thank myself for my hard work, because I've worked hard. I really have. And I know all of you out there are working really hard with, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't be following me on Instagram or whatever you're doing or taking a course or even thinking about, you know, connected parenting if you weren't trying to do this hard work. It's not easy. We have to reparent ourselves. We have to find out where our triggers are and unravel those. We have to decide that we don't want to use rewards and punishments and yelling, and that we really want to come with this idea of connection. And we have to denounce everything that's going on in society and what traditional ways, you know, traditional methods tell us. And that's not easy. It's not easy going against the grain. You know, I have a group of women who I just started meeting with who are lovely and have been doing this work for some time. And we talked about society, and these women who have been doing this work for a long time are very, you know, committed to this idea of connected parenting. They're very smart people, and yet they were all seemingly affected and continue to be affected by what society thinks or what society says. And I get that. It's deep, and we feel a lot of shame around it. And to stand up and say, no, I'm doing it this way, and to stand up and change and to make a new way in the world or this new way to parent is really hard. And I think that's where this idea of being given gratitude around it, that I am doing this hard work, but I need to thank myself. And I really need to say, like, Michelle, you did a bang up job. You did it. You did the dang thing. You're still a perfectionist to some degree, but you've let go a lot of that. You can be a control freak, but your control freak is at bay, and you've really empowered your kids to be independent. And I think if we don't thank ourselves and we aren't getting thanks by anyone else, do we get end up being resentful and feeling like somebody owes us something or that we're doing all this for nothing? And a lot of us women, a lot falls on us as parents too, dads too, you know, a lot falls on us. And then we get really resentful because we're doing everything. We're taking care of everyone, and we're not taking care of ourselves, and we're not thanking ourselves, and we're not appreciating ourselves. I don't need my kids to appreciate me. I don't need my kids to thank me. I don't need them to be grateful. But guess what? I need to have gratitude for myself, and I need to thank myself for this hard work, because that's the only place we're going to get some of our unmet needs met is through our own feelings and through our own recognition of who we are. And if we can't thank ourselves, and it feels weird to thank yourself, then we need to dig a little deeper and start to think why. And maybe there's some shame there, and maybe we've never thought good of ourselves because we didn't have that good internal dialogue, because we had people around us who didn't speak to us kindly or treat us with respect or value what we had to say. But we can get there. We can be grateful for our own work and continue to do this work for ourselves. I say I'm doing it for the kids, but I think in reality, I'm really doing it for myself, because I become a new person every time I change something, or every time I dig a little bit deeper, every time I deeply think about some of these aspects of parenting, I change who I am a little bit. And I change that person for me, not for my kids. I do it for myself, because in the end, they're going to be off with their, who knows, doing their own family and having their own life. And sure, I'll be a part of it, hopefully. But we're stuck with ourselves in the end. Who else do we have? We want to be able to look in the mirror and say, yeah, I did the darn thing. I tried. I really did. I tried so hard to be the best person I can be, and being the best person I can be also means being the best parent I can be. And I'm going to thank myself for my hard work, and I'm not going to expect my kids to have gratitude for that. It's not their job, and I'm not going to put that on them. And thank goodness they don't know. You know, they don't know. They don't remember. They don't understand how much I've changed, and hopefully they'll never know. Hopefully this will just be their reality, that they got to live in a world that felt a lot better than the world I lived in. Was it perfect? Absolutely not. I'm sure they'll have some therapy to go to themselves. Just the thought that just this podcast of me saying that I want them to thank me, there's some stuff in there for me. There's some stuff in there probably, and some residual stuff for them. And we'll never escape from, you know, the the pitfalls of parenting and the pitfalls of our own childhood. And some of that will always linger around, but I'm going to thank myself, and I want you to thank yourself too. Thank yourself. Recognize your hard work. Know that you're doing it for the betterment of yourself, for the betterment of your family, and that I see you doing it. I see people doing it every single day in our community. And I'm so proud of the parents that have done this hard work. It brings tears to my eyes every time I go to a meeting with parents, every time I show up in our Connected Parent Mastermind, every time I'm in school and I see folks really putting it all together. It really does bring tears to my eyes and give me hope that there can be a new world. There can be a new society. And we don't have to expect our kids to thank us to feel good about things. That's my little trigger. I'm going to get through here. Thank you very much for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I am so glad you came, and I hope you come next week.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.